Okay, and here we are. Welcome back. Time to talk to David Oates. We have an extra half hour with David tonight. And for all of you who are waiting to hear about Dolly, we're going to do that at the top of the hour, so we'll have it in 1 hour format. All right? We're going to spend this half hour doing some other things that are new and current, maybe even revisiting some of the Biden reversals, which are absolutely stupefying in their unbelievable that this guy is still walking and talking. I don't know how, I don't know why, but it's bad. So, David, welcome back.
Hey, Jeff, how are you this evening?
I don't know.
You always say that. I got to stop asking you how you are.
I can't lie. Yeah. Hey, David. I'm wonderful. Never been better. Fine. Yeah. Everything's great. No, I'm well aware of the world and what's happening and was told in advance this was going to happen. And it is really, excuse me, shitty to have to watch it going down.
Yeah,
so it's not fun.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure you people have the best information that I can discern. And it's we're trying, and we always do, I think, a very good job of distilling the garbage out of the truth or the reality of the situation. And I get wonderful. Let me take this opportunity. I just got another email from a longtime listener in the UK. This is a wonderful guy. And these emails are so important to me, and I just don't have the time to answer all of them. Let me just read this. He just says, it's just a casual little note. Hi, Jeff. Excellent coverage and discussion with Mike McGill. He is refreshingly aware of the wider issues when most financial commentators often get clogged down in one direction or another. I'm almost a 20-year listener and subscriber of your show and site, and they have stood virtually alone in their dedication to the truth on the Russia-Ukraine issue. Just another fair treatment of global themes following on from what you did with Fukushima, the ongoing virus issue, and, of course, the most crucial, the contact UFO arena. So thank you to David in the UK. You are a gentleman, sir, and we appreciate it very much that you're out there, and thanks for writing. So that's the situation. You know what we do here, David, and you do the same thing. Your best.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Do my bit. So.
You also do your best.
Okay, so what I thought I might do for the first half hour, let's go look at the camel, shall we? See what she's got to say.
Oh, let's look at the camel. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, okay. So here she is in Munich. When was this? This was 18th of February. So what was going on in the world 18th of February? It's just Munich Security Conference 2022.
Today,
I'll talk about the Ukraine crisis.
Today, as we are all well aware, the foundation of European security is under direct threat in Ukraine.
They will a war. Well, if someone wants a war. Who they is, I don't know. Ukraine.
Those are her controllers. It's the West. It's the Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. It's the Bank of International Settlements, which cashes in dead people for money. That's how they do it. Her controllers are willing a war to happen. They're going to make it happen.
Well, and they did. They did a good job at it, too.
They're not even done warming up.
Oh, they've got lots of blood and bodies and destroyed buildings.
That's not a joke. You're telling the truth. Yeah.
That's what every good, wholesome dictator wants. All right, here's Harris again.
As we have said all along, there is a playbook of Russian aggression. And this playbook is too familiar to us all.
All built with the raid.
Obvious the raid.
colonial misery.
Well, I guess the raid is Russia raiding Ukraine. She seems fairly nonchalant about it, doesn't she?
I don't think the woman is fully connected, so.
I've seen some of her speeches.
She's a space cadet.
No kidding. I wonder what she's on. She's on something. she's crazy. Yeah, this reversal sums her up.
We have put concrete proposals on the table. We have encouraged and engaged Russia through NATO.
Gag in that jerk. I think she's talking about herself, if you really want to know.
What does she say? I can't quite figure it on this one. Sorry.
Get it. Gag, G-A-G,
yeah.
In that jerk, J-E-R-K.
Gag in that jerk.
Yeah, gag in that jerk.
Gag in that jerk.
I guess a little bit unclear.
There's an M. There's an M right in front of the N.
Oh, is there Jag mean that? Oh, okay. Yeah, I do hear that M. Gee whiz. I try to get these right before they go to air.
You do fine. Don't worry about it. So, you know, the woman's probably on serious psychological relief medication. I wouldn't be surprised. And even her subconscious is affected. So, you know, by the way, that's a good question. Have you much, by way of example, work, RS, on people who are heavily medicated? And have you been able to notice that their subconscious is affected?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The reversal will become vague and imprecise and meaningless. It's like the brain's turned to mush, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Yeah, they become meaningless, actually. All right, here is Harris again.
We will target Russia's financial institutions and key industries. And we will target those who are complicit and those who aid and abet this unprovoked invasion.
Yes, she's talking coherently for a little bit. Stabbing that, dare your sword.
Stabbing that, idiot, your sword.
A little bit unclear.
Oh, no. She's saying, stabbing that idiot your sword.
Oh, yeah?
Stabbing that idiot your sword.
Invasion. Stabbing that idiot your sword.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's clear as day.
Stabbing that idiot,
I wonder who the idiot is. Probably, God, who knows?
Her boss.
Who knows? Yeah, probably her boss. Oh, dear. And, if this is her boss and she's not...
Listen to the way she talks. The woman has as much substance as a hostess Twinkie, which you may not remember, but anyway.
Look, I watch her sometimes, and I think she's lecturing to a kindergarten kid.
That may be over her head. Not sure.
Yeah. I remember one speech she said, Russia is a country. Ukraine is a country. Russia and Ukraine don't like each other. And that's not exactly what she said, but it was...
That's good. That's very funny.
Kind of like, kind of like that. I remember watching that speech.
Very good.
No mistake. The imposition of these sweeping and coordinated measures will inflict great damage on those who must be held accountable.
Adolf and abuse.
Adolf and abuse.
Adolf and abuse.
See, I swear to God, the first word is Gandalf.
Gandalf, okay.
There's a G there.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're right. Throw that out. I didn't check this before I went there. I just pulled them out of the file.
I'd toss that one. Your point is well taken. She's talking to all of us as if we're kindergartners. She doesn't know how to speak with any authority or any kind of an edge on her words. It's just like talking to adolescents. And she doesn't know she's doing it.
The thought of her one heartbeat away from the presidency is scary. I think Biden...
Wouldn't last long. Look, her husband is Jewish, okay? He would operate her like a marionette.
Yeah, right. Oh, God, I hope that doesn't happen. Oh, wow.
Since Russia launched its proxy war against Ukraine nearly 8 years ago, the people of Ukraine have suffered immensely.
They go with toxic slum. Hang on, I missed the beginning of it. Here we go.
I don't know about that one.
No, you're right.
That's not a winner. It's mush.
These camera reversals aren't as good as I thought they were. Okay, let's try one more, then we'll give up.
Today, the United States, our allies and our partners, are closer together.
Her faggot, her soul cock. Oh, yeah. Creepy reversal. Oh, dear. Let's get rid of that woman. She's just...
I have no comment. But, you know, if the walking cadaver would assume his proper position horizontally and not climb out of his coffin in the morning, we'd have the camel as president. However, make no mistake that her husband would be following orders and making sure that she performed. Who's going to be appointed vice president would be the big question. And don't count Hillary out of that game. And if Hillary got in as VP... one would think that the camel would hopefully have her life insurance paid up.
I would hope so. Oh, dear me. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's Will Smith at the Oscars. I don't know whether I played this one.
I know to do what we do, you got to be able to take abuse. You got to be able to have... people talk crazy about you.
But I do sleep.
Baggy sleep.
Well, it just got banned from the Oscars for 10 years. So I wonder if that counts as a sleep.
Well, what's interesting is what his subconscious is saying, you know, all the rotten things that are said about me, all the grief, I still sleep. In other words, I can leave it aside. I can get to sleep at night. Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. All right.
Oh, David? You can find any recent, even his last, most recent movie, Bruce Willis is...
Oh, yeah, that'll be interesting.
He's dying of CJD. I don't care what they want to call it. They can call it aphasia all day. He got shot up. He's got Spike. Spike went into his brain, started the cascade of misfolding proteins, which are prions, and he's done. He's done.
Right, yeah.
67 years old, done. So maybe there'll be something in his speech. It would have to be after he got shot up, though, and I don't know when that happened. I'd like to know what the time frame is from when he got the injection until he was announced as no longer being fit to make movies. How long of a period is that? Because we're having people, David, show up with Mad Cow CJD. Two showed up one day later with diagnosable CJD, Mad Cow. Two people out of, was it, 16? And the average time from injection to diagnosis was 11 days. That's all it took. This is unprecedented. This doesn't happen like this. So,
it still puzzles me what possessed these people to release this vaccine with no clinical, well, virtually no.
It's not a vaccine, David. It's doing exactly what it was designed and built to do. It's killing people by tearing their immune systems down so they have AIDS, clotting their blood so they have strokes, heart attacks, pericarditis, you name it. This is a bioweapon. It is not a vaccine. It was not designed to be a vaccine. It's designed to kill people, which is what it's doing. We should never even call it a vaccine. It should be called what it is, a tested and now deployed bioweapon. It's what it is.
I just don't understand how it slipped through the FDA unless the FDA...
It didn't slip through anything. They're all in on it.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm just expressing some of my dismay, that's all.
Well, you got a lot of friends out there, myself included, dismay, outrage, heartbreak to see these people now with AIDS, to see people with CJD who will fit the bill of zombies walking, staring into nothing, brain damage.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, I had a friend of mine the other day took the vax. This person was so against it, and I thought, why?
No.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Social pressure, apparently.
I'm sorry. The only question to ask is, what is my life worth? Is it worth bowing to social pressure? Is it worth taking an airplane trip? Is it worth keeping my job? Is that what your life is worth? Well, then you make your decision.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all very crazy. I'm trying to find all my reversals on the vaccine, and I can't see them on the top of my head. They must be scattered across different files, I guess. Let's see if I've got any on Fauci talking about the vaccine. Where's Fauci's file? Here's Fauci. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, all right, this is a classic one I've been playing for 2 years on the vaccine.
That the federal government had been involved in the development and or facilitation of three separate platforms of vaccines. One was the mRNA. The other were vector, either an adenovector or a chimp vector. And the other was the soluble recombinant proteins.
Then they mark you all be lost.
Then they mark you all be lost.
Then they mark you all be lost. Then they mark you all be lost.
Yeah, nasty reverse on the vaccine. And here he is talking about it again.
We were having 300,000 new infections a day, similar to what India is doing now. And we were having 3,000 to 4,000 deaths per day.
Oh, this is about the vaccine. Satan is right.
Satan is light.
Satan is light.
Oh, Satan is light. Wow.
Satan is light.
Satan is light.
No.
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 What you got? Huh?
This is worse. Satan.
What are you hearing?
Satan is life.
Satan is life.
Oh, yeah.
Satan is life.
Yeah.
Satan is life.
You're absolutely right. It is Satan is life. Well, well, well. It'll be. Of course, I got all that reversals about vaccine causing cancer.
Well, it's not the vaccine. It's not. It's a bioweapon, and it's destroying your body's own anti-tumor suppressing agents. P53. There's another one called something blastoma. I can never get that right. There's another one. There are three primaries. And the bioweapon has targeted those for suppression and eradication. And all of a sudden you have no anti-tumor functionality in your body, and then you end up with AIDS, and you got no immune system at all. And cancers of any kind walk right in the door.
Yeah.
So that's it.
And then we have this whole sort of revelation type feel to the vax. Here he is talking about, I think of the vax.
That the risk when you are outdoors, which we have been saying all along, is extremely low. And if you are vaccinated, it's even lower. So you're going to be hearing about those kinds of recommendations soon.
Your soul, the beast did it.
Your soul, the beast did it.
Your soul, the beast did it.
Wow.
Your soul, the beast did it.
You know, I remember when all this was raging last year. I mean, you know, there's just dire predictions everywhere. And Australia right now, our COVID cases are the highest they've ever been. In my home state, we were averaging in the peak of the virus about 100 cases a day. Now we're up to 6,000 cases a day as of yesterday.
David, yeah? You must ask the question, on what basis are they determining that someone has the virus? They have they have no test. The PCR doesn't work. Wasn't designed to determine clinical infection. The rapid antigen test doesn't work any better. So yeah. What you probably have there is influenza.
Yeah. Look, the point I'm making, though, is Australia is dropping all our mask mandates this week. We're dropping all our QR checking codes. Everything to do with vax with the virus is completely erratic. Completely gone now. We don't have to wear masks. We don't have to sign in. We don't have to socialize, social distance. So they've scrapped all that. But yet the cases are 10 times higher than they were at the peak.
Okay. Let me say another thing. There may be a mutated form of the original coronavirus. I don't know. But I do know that in America, 60 million cases of influenza didn't just vanish last year, which is what the CDC tried to tell us. Now, the reason they've dropped all the mask mandates, David, see if you can figure this one out. This is not a game. There's a reason they did it. So let me lead you through this. What happens when people no longer have to wear masks? What do? They get together, right? They go into bars, they go into restaurants, they mix and mingle. Now, that brings us to the next key word, shedding and transmission. They want the unvaxxed to be around the vaxxed so they will be shed upon and given spike proteins. This is how they're going to pick up the 20% that didn't get vaxxed. So if I were you, I would still practice social distance. I would certainly still wear a good N95 mask, and I would keep my exposure to the masses minimal as possible, because you don't know who's vaxxed and who isn't. But we do know that the vaxxed are in the hospitals, and they're infected, and they're coming down with whatever it is at record numbers because their immune systems are being destroyed. That's the truth.
Okay.
But you don't have to believe me. I'm just putting it up as I've seen it.
I have no problem believing it, Jeff.
All right, no here. For all of you out there who have been asking for reverse speech of Dolly's rather remarkable visits, both of them. David has gone through all 3 hours, and we will hear what reverse speech has found out about Dolly. That coming up next after the top of the hour break. So stay right there. We'll be right back. going. This is going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward to this to find out what reverse speech has to say. Symmetry is the name of the book by Preston Dennett. Symmetry is available on Amazon, a true UFO adventure, paperback. In January 1973, 14-year-old Dolly Safran gazed out the window of her home near the Florida Everglades. Without warning, a UFO dropped from the sky and hovered in her backyard. To her shock, Dolly could see thin, gray-skinned figures with large eyes staring back at her. Frightened, she dove under her bed to hide. At that moment, her bedroom filled with a blazing blue light. The next thing she knew, morning had arrived. She was lying on the floor wearing somebody else's pajamas. She had been taken again. This was not her first episode of missing time. It had happened many times before. Only this time, something different happened. Dolly remembered. In fact, she remembered everything. That's quite an auspicious introduction. Now, David has gotten all 3 hours of Dolly's appearance on this program with Preston Dennett, her author, and has gone through them. And David, how would you rate this in terms of other UFO, ET, people and events that you've looked at through the magic of reverse speech? Just in a few words, nothing elaborate.
All right. Well, she's completely different from the other ones I've looked at. She has no reference to scam or con or hoax, which we found in all the other ones. Her reversals are congruent, or some of them are. Others aren't, but we'll get onto that. I believe that she's telling a true story. No reference to CIA or FBI. And if you remember a lot of the other UFO people we've looked at, there's been a hoax or a scam or a money motives or CIA disinformation. Yeah. There's none of that in Dolly's reversals. They're not there. Okay?
Okay. So, right.
She's telling a true story, I believe. However, it's what she's not telling us that concerns me. Okay? So, Let's dive into Dolly. It's not all love and light, okay? In point of fact, the very first reversal puts me on notice. So here's the very first reversal of the first hour of her appearance.
They've been doing this for eons, though. It's a sort of it's a normal exercise for them to do. They're,
And here she says, rage murder.
Rage murder.
So there you go. That puts an interesting spin on it, doesn't it, for the very first reversal?
Well, it certainly does. That's quite an auspicious first reversal. Rage murder. You can have a lot of fun trying to connect those dots and figure out what she means. But I think you said it all when you said that perhaps, and this is subconscious, Dolly, it's what she didn't tell us.
That's
the big story. Interesting.
Okay. Now. So here's the next one. Now, Jeff hears this slightly differently. Anyway, I'll play it anyway, see how we go.
Reorganizing, reconnoitering, trying to keep things, you know, motivated and going, especially when they see a bunch of people like us messing it up and they pull them out.
The beast in on your ships.
No beast in on your ship.
Okay, the beast in on your ship. I hear that. Jeff heard ship, but I do hear ship.
There might be an S on ships.
Oh, ships, plural. Okay, let's do that again.
No beast in on your ship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a slight S there. Okay, all right, so what have we got here? We got ships, we got spaceships, okay? So she's not denying they exist, okay? But what does the beast mean? I don't know. the beast is associated with, Armageddon and apocalypse. The beast is Satan. Then
rage and murder.
Rage and murder. And then it was followed by this one.
And unfortunately, in this particular paradigm, this physical realm that we're all in, there is a coexisting negative existence as well.
Okay, now this could be related to the negative existence that she's talking about. She says, is there rape, you rape.
Is there rape?
Okay. Look, let's continue on. I'll give you my thoughts.
No, wait. Hold on. I want to point something out. It's all there. And for those of you who are new to this, it's can be a little tricky sometimes, but it's all there. I can hear every letter of every word that she just said in reverse. So can you, David, and I'm sure Jeff can too. Rape, it's very quick. Rape.
Yep.
Rape. There's an E on the end of it. You hear it. You hear R-A-P-E. You can hear the damn letters. That's another thing that's always boggled my mind about reverse speech. In a very clear reversal, you can hear the letters. I can.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah, so hear it again. Is there rape, you rape.
Is there rape?
Okay, so it's a question, okay? So we've got rage, murder, we've got beast, we've got rape, and now we've got this one.
Now, if you direct them in a very, very straightforward way, whether it's, negative or positive, you will influence all the other mind's consciousness around you. And it can become overwhelming like a disease. It can infect other minds or the consciousness
as
well as good can.
Okay, look, she's talking a lot about the evil and the negative ETs and what they're doing. Not a lot, a bit. But the reversals all seem to... Well, not all, sorry. The reversals seem to lean towards the negative. This one says they took a soul.
They took souls.
Souls, plural, okay.
I think there's an... it's short, David. It's short.
I just heard the S.
It's
very quick. It's very quick. Okay, so what have we got? We've got rage, murder. We've got beasts on the ships. Don't deny the ships exist. Confirms the ships exist. That's why I think she's telling a true story, and other reversals that say that. But there's an ulterior motive behind all of this, which I don't know whether she's aware of. I mean, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt here, but there's a real darkness around it.
You just said something very, very important. She may not know. She may, and I'm not, Dolly, if you're listening, and Preston, I don't know. But could it be that the benevolence, if there is much, with the ETs you're in contact with, are conning you? Could they be conning you? I don't know. But these reverse speech is damn powerful. And this is some very powerful stuff.
Yep.
You've already played.
Yep, let's continue. We've got lots of verses to get through.
And there are multiple reasons why the evil that exists on this planet and is operating is doing what it's doing. It wants to survive at all costs. And it's using humanity in a way that it deems fit for itself to do just that.
Okay, the evil wants to survive at all costs. And back, as she says, foster its need. And again.
Give it to me again, please, David. I'm sorry. What did she say?
Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, its need. She's talking about the evil on the planet. That's the four words.
Okay. To foster its need, to nurture itself. Okay.
That's what it means.
So, oh, yes. It's right there. Oh, yeah.
Fostering the evil on the planet? I don't know. This benevolent ET she's talking about don't seem to be all that benevolent as we continue going through the tape. Not that she's lying. I think she's telling a true story.
ET's message to everybody, what they're training us all who are having contact, is to help people use their innate ability to clean up their bodies.
Hear the Lord within it?
Hear the Lord within it.
Yeah, okay. Well, that could be a positive one. Okay. Yeah, sure enough. Lord, control and charge. Then we come across this reversal that throws a whole red herring into it.
You're in a physical realm right now, in a dimensional world, a 3D dimensional world. And so you're kind of a little bit not aware in this particular paradigm of the total picture, the total story.
And the total story is they're all slaughtered.
They're all slaughtered.
That doesn't sound nice and beneficial to me. That's a nasty reversal.
Okay. All right. Now, if the bioweapon does its job and about 5 billion people have been given at least one jab, or if there is a nuclear war, which Dolly said there is going to be a big war. I don't think she used the word nuclear, but she did say big war. And if there is another pathogen released, which causes another plandemic, which kills another billion people, like the avian H5N1 or H5N6, which is apparently on the run now, we could all be slaughtered. Maybe that's what she's talking about. We are all going to be slaughtered.
It could be. Yeah. I'm just playing them as I find them. Okay. Incidentally, I should point out I didn't listen to the Dolly interview before I did this these recordings, so I had no, no opinion either way on it. You know, I just do like I do all my tapes, just find what I find. So here's the next one. She's talking about the one mind of the universe.
Yeah, there with a big stick who says, if you don't do it my way, it's the highway,
Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. I started that halfway through. I apologize. Here we go.
Even the religion here teaches you to fear it and to call it.
Yes.
God is not a deity with a big stick who says, if you don't do it my way, it's the highway,
Come, my mighty, possess it.
I'm already possess it.
Okay.
I'm not real sure about that one.
Are you not? Okay. Try
no.
Come my body. Jeffo, come my body possess it. Even that
closer. Closer. No, it's body. It's not mighty. I think Jeff's right.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, she could be saying, we're possessed by my body. I don't know whether they indwell her when she's flying these crafts. It could be as simple as that. Then she says this one.
And one way to do that is to learn to use your psychic ability and to learn to escape the physical realm that you're in this body, and to go outside of it and see what's really going on.
Okay, this is a congruent reversal. I know a ghost.
I know a ghost.
Yeah, this is her leaving her physical body and traveling, okay, in that etheric realm, okay, is what she's talking about. So that's a congruent reversal. She does travel into the etheric realms as she's saying forwards. Then we've got this one here. Where are we? Okay, here we go.
And we build up. We actually build a better us as we do this. This is the reason we exist in this realm, why we come here. This is what karma is about. We learn our lessons and we take what we learn and we wear it and we move on.
You will get in the Zeus.
We will get you in the Zeus.
We will get you in the Zeus. We will get you in the Zeus.
Zeus, a metaphor in reverse, but it doesn't come up very often. It's greatness, grandness, like Zeus was the king of the gods. Okay, so that's a positive reversal as well. Okay, she's talking about achieving greatness. Okay, through contact with these ETs, and then she says this one:
to turn away from that which is unhealthy, bad for us, and choose to do one good thing a day, and habitualize that one good thing, and to keep going until you have built up enough strength to move in bigger moments and circles of your purpose and your ability. So what you can start doing is turn the TV off. Don't watch TV. Leave it alone.
And she says, high wisdom.
High wisdom.
In other words, she's speaking wisdom. Turn that TV off. You know, get out there and get involved. Here. Let's play the fours again and hear her high, or the wisdom she's telling us.
To turn away from that which is unhealthy, bad for us, and choose to do one good thing a day.
High wisdom. Turn away from what's bad. Choose to do one good thing a day. Okay, so like I said, you know, some of the reversals are quite congruent, like that one. But other ones, like this one, that comes straight after that high wisdom, is dark. Is this one.
I'll try to explain this to you. The AI that ET uses, the AI on board ship systems and the small grays and whatever, they are utilized by higher intelligence. Your consciousness is conscious. You can't create a machine that becomes conscious. The AIs and the machines themselves that ET uses aren't dwelt by real consciousness. He is trying to build artificial intelligence and consciousness that will come alive.
She's talking about Elon Musk. He's trying to build artificial intelligence. Word with Nazi heart.
Word with Nazi heart.
See, that's a Nazi reverse.
I think the first word is sword.
A sword? Oh, okay. Let's do it again.
Word with Nazi.
Oh, yeah, I hear that. Well, I'll be bothered. Huh. Yeah, you're right. Oh, dear. Okay, well, sword is to communicate. It's a metaphor for powerful communication. Okay, that's the darkness again. These ETs, whoever she's in contact with, they aren't all good or benevolent. I don't know the right term. Rage, murder, the beast in your ships, word with Nazi heart, and then she has this one here.
Obviously.
I have a lot of respect for her. All of them, I honor them. They are, I hero worship them. My father was also a hero to me also. Absolute respect, honor.
Don't know what she's talking about there. She says her thought in the gray.
Birth, what, you, Missouri?
That would imply that the grays and her thoughts are commingled. Okay? That would imply a symbiotic relationship with thought.
Yeah, my thoughts are in the grays. Okay.
That's right. And she's
been involved with this since she was 14, and that's like about close to 50 years. So she's learned to trust these people, and I don't mean to suggest that she's been duped for 50 years, but there may be, maybe they're different. They're not all of one mind. They're not of a hive mind. And maybe she has been, from time to time, led down a path that wasn't necessarily the whole truth. It's a possibility, a remote, perhaps, possibility. I don't know. But I do know this woman, and you know after listening, she trusts these people implicitly.
Yeah, she does.
No question.
Yeah. And there's no question in my mind she's telling a true story. I just don't think they're as good as she's saying they are. I don't think there is. Anyway, let's continue on.
And we build up. We actually build the better us as we do this. This is the reason we exist in this realm, why we come here. This is what karma is about. We learn our lessons, and we take what we learn, and we wear it, and we move on.
Oh, look, this reverse was probably related to the forwards. A sad, you'll fuck up, get to review the madness. Yeah, well, that's what she's saying, you know. We get to review it and move on. Sad, you'll fuck up, get to review the madness.
We will get you in the system.
What? What's that? Oh, what did I just do? Hang on. I opened the wrong one. How on earth?
Different reversal, yeah.
Yeah, I know. How did I do that? Okay, we'll try it again.
And we'd run through what was going to happen, and then we'd go. Sometimes a briefing could take a couple of days because of the complexity of our trip.
Okay, sad, you'll fuck up, get to review the madness.
Sad, you'll fuck up, get to review the madness.
Well, look, I interpret that as a learning experience. You know, as she learned to fly this craft, she made mistakes and then got down to review where she went wrong. Okay.
The end of that sounded like, give you the madness.
Give you the madness, okay.
There's another word in there. I can't make it out.
Yeah, I can't make it out either. I do hear the extra syllable. Anyway, there we go. All right, then we've got this one. Where are we? Here we go.
I mostly deal with our solar system. I've been trained for a mission that I've yet to finish here.
They've got a mission?
They've got a mission.
Yeah, very congruent reversal, okay? Very congruent.
Yeah.
The ETs are here, they're here for a purpose, they've got a mission, they're following through. So it was a reversal like this that made me believe she was telling a true story, okay? I mean, what you're looking for in truth and error is if they're telling a true story, the reversals will come back and support what they're saying and give extra information. Okay, so far we've seen reversals about a ship. We've seen reversals confirming that she's on a mission. We've got one reversal that says high wisdom when she's giving us some sound advice. And then we've got this one that refers to a saucer. Where is it? Here we go.
Take either one.
My father is a contactee. He's also a hybrid. Most of my genetic sources for my father.
Love him. What's the saucer? Yeah, so saucer, love him. Obviously, he loves his father. Father was a contact. What's the saucer? What was this all about? Okay.
All right. Let's hold on. I'm going to do that again. I think there's a pronoun at the beginning. I think she says I love him, and then there's a second sentence, so to speak, second phrase, what? Which is what's the saucer phrase. Yeah.
Right. I love him. What's the saucer? Okay. Oh, yeah, the eyes very quick. Absolutely. I love him, yeah.
I wonder, yeah. David, I wonder if her subconscious is flashing back to when she was 10, 11, 12. I love my dad. What's this saucer? I don't know if she talked to him about this. I don't know. But that's kind of poignant in a way.
Oh, yeah, and it would make sense, too. Yeah.
So here we are at the halfway point. What do we got? We got a strong suggestion that some of these ETs are not particularly interested in our welfare.
No.
not at all.
I'm being charitable here and kind. There's some damn ugly stuff there. And I'm not saying that that's coming from her subconscious mind. Remember, this is not her conscious mind. This is her truth, her reality. Are they secrets that she's keeping that sneak out through her subconscious? Maybe. I don't know. I really enjoyed speaking with this woman. I think it was an extraordinary talk, and we're only halfway done here, but could it be? Anything could be. Okay, let's just leave it at that. Anything could be. Anything. Maybe she's being groomed. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying, it's not all nice and lovely flowers is what she's presenting. Okay, I don't think she's lying. I think she's telling the truth, but there's a dark side. And whether she is aware of it, I don't know.
Yeah. Good question. I don't know either.
And we've got this one here. Here we go.
Living AI who are indwelt by higher beings who use them to do legwork, groundwork.
Need rare heart.
Need rare heart.
Oh, yeah.
Need rare heart.
See the way she says that, David? That's very interesting. It's a comment. You need a rare heart. What do you need a rare heart for? You need a rare heart to deal with this. I don't know, but it's fascinating to hear that the way that was said, really, I hear it loud and clear.
Yeah, you have to be a certain type of individual to do this job, is basically
exactly
what I mean.
That's right.
And then we've got this. Where'd the Saturn reversal go? I give you Saturn. Where's that gone? Oh, well, that's annoying. There's a reversal missing. Well, how annoying is that?
Was it a key reversal?
She talks about flying through the solar system, and she talks about seeing Saturn.
That's pretty key.
It's pretty key. It's not here.
Does Jeff have it?
Hang on. Let me just go to the main file here. Well, that's strange. What happened to it? This is on...
Now, here's another thing for all of you out there listening to keep in mind. David doesn't get the chance to reverse hybrid human ET, genetically speaking, people very often. And... does the subconscious work the same way? Seems to be. And what we're hearing here are some very unmistakably edgy, dark words here and there. Does that mean it's all bad? No. Dolly's telling the truth. She's speaking her truth from her experiences, which go back half a century. So...
yep.
This is a very, very interesting reversal session.
I can't find that reverse like you said.
Can Jeff email it to you?
He just has. He just has this very second. Here we go.
Thank you, Jeff.
The mid-sized grays are generally from the reticuli, zeta reticuli areas.
I give you Saturn.
I give you Saturn.
I give you Saturn. Yeah.
That's very interesting, too.
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
She's talking about Zeta Reticuli, which is a hell of a long way away, and then she says, I give you Saturn. Is there some kind of a portal from Saturn to Zeta Reticuli?
All right. Well, here's the other reversal about Saturn. I got two about Saturn. I'll just jump a couple. Here's the other one. Here we go. Oops. Oh, my mouse is sticking. Okay, here we go.
They have bases on the moon. There's another planet in our solar system that has a moon that they actually use, yes.
Talk about bases on the moon. There's another planet in our solar system that has a moon that we have bases on. And she says, let the moon with Saturn.
Let the moon with Saturn.
Let the moon with Saturn.
Let the moon with Saturn do what?
Well, you talk about there's another moon where we have bases on, and I think it's probably a moon of Saturn, is what I would suggest. Simple as that. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
She'd have to tell you that. Okay. But listen, I want to point out once again, this woman is telling a true story, okay? The reversals are confirming the story and giving extra information. I just go back to the fact I don't think we've been told everything, as this reversal says.
I have a lot of pictures of things that are hanging up there in orbit around Earth. They're machines of some kind. They're square. They're
right. There's the Black Knights. That is a sentinel. There are quite a few of them up there who watch the planet.
The Untold, The Secret.
It's an untold secret, all right. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so she's confirming it, okay. We do have these ships up there. Okay. So then we've got this one here. She talks about...
You know how many moons Saturn has?
Oh, 20 or 30? How many?
82.
82? Oh, my God. I was underestimating, wasn't I?
53 of them are confirmed and named, and another 29 moons are awaiting confirmation of discovery and official naming.
Well, I'll be. Look at that. Gee whiz. Could be a whole army up there on all the Saturn's moons.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this one, she gets into some philosophical stuff.
Will E.T., will your friends, or one or another form of intelligent life from out there, step in and stop what appears to be a headlong, driving lust for another world war here? We're really on the edge.
No, all right. They will not. We are all autonomous beings.
Here she says, karma with fun.
Karma with fun.
Karma with fun.
I know. It's a strange one when we're talking about destroying ourselves.
Now,
another third war coming.
Sorry, David, go ahead. Please, go.
Oh, no, I was just simply saying, she's saying this is our karma. You know, we're reaping what we've sown, but it's fun. I mean, how can you call that fun? I think this gets to...
Does this not tie back to the darkness in some of these reversals?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yeah, it does. Yeah. Look, I do not believe these beings are... Well, I don't know. They've got ulterior motives, that's all I can say, and the ulterior motives aren't nice. Then we've got this one here.
And when they planted us here, we were to evolve. Everybody who comes here has chosen the life that they're going to lead here. And so there are many lessons to be learned in this physical plane. Earth is heavy with it.
It says how they develop.
That's how they develop. Okay.
Yeah. Nice congruent reversal. Yeah, listen to the forwards again. And you hear how the reversal totally confirms the forwards.
When they planted us here, we were to evolve. Everybody who comes here has chosen the life that they're going to lead here. And so there are many lessons to be learned in this physical plane. Earth is heavy with it.
And how they develop. And of course, the reversal before that was karma with fun. Let me just go repeat the karma with fun reversal because the two go hand in hand. Here's the forwards.
Will E.T., will your friends, or...
We won't play. You will just play her comment.
No, right. They will not. We are all autonomous beings.
We are all autonomous beings. Karma with fun.
Karma with fun. So if for those of you out there expecting E.T. to come in and save us, it ain't going to happen. Not according to Dolly.
No, this is how we grow and develop. Maybe we have to go through this this disaster to learn and grow as a species. I don't know. Although some people can't grow it as a species. So then we've got this. We're coming down to the end of it now. I got through this quicker than I thought I would. Then we've got this one here.
Geophysically, our planet is reacting to our sun and its change of pulse. They're in excursion right now, and it is causing all kinds of problems for us. Our magnetosphere has gone down, and we are in a lot of trouble with that. And you see all the catastrophic things that are happening around you.
Simply, he's seen it. I suspect she's talking about you, okay? Because you were in pretty good rapport with her the whole time, you know? And, I think she's talking about you. You've seen what's coming down, okay?
That makes sense.
My best guess, I don't know who else he would be, because you were pretty on board with her, so she had a pretty good rapport going.
I really enjoyed that 90 minutes with her very much. It's quite unusual.
Well, what I enjoyed doing was finding congruent reversals on a UFO contactee for the first time. Okay, let's forget the dark ones for a moment. Certainly all these reversals are all congruent. She's telling a true story. That's, you know, you compare it to the reverse played last week from Corey Good and David Wilcox.
Oh,
Wilcox.
Please. Oh, gosh.
Chalk and cheese, man. Chalk and cheese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Well, I said 90 minutes. It should be 180 minutes. We spent a long time. And, I have been doing this for a long time like you. And there are very few ET experiencers, hybrids, that are available. Who would put themselves out like Dolly did? I mean, she told it out straight.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like you to have her back on and ask about these dark reversals. What do they mean? Anyway, here's the next one.
The second thing that's going on are the people who've been lying to you about it and trying to push you into positioning you where they can get you because they want you gone.
War beats a lot.
War beats a lot.
Oh, yeah.
War beats a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense. War beats a lot. Yeah, and if we do end up in the Third World War, it is going to beat the lot. Okay? So that's the last reversal.
Would you play that again for me?
Sure.
Beats the lot. All right.
Okay, here's the forwards.
The second thing that's going on are the people who've been lying to you about it and trying to push you into positioning you where they can get you because they want you gone.
War beats a lot. Who wants you gone? Who's she talking about? Dark ones? Huh, I don't know.
War beats a lot. War beats a lot.
War beats.
War beats a lot.
War beats a lot. So who wants you gone?
Well, I can tell you, we can start with the visible aspects of it. Bill Gates. Huh?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes.
Herr Schwab and the hundreds of others who we'll never see or identify. But they want us gone. They've made it quite clear. Eugenicists. Come on. Depopulation. Genocide. Prince Philip wanted to come back as a virus. He just died. And wipe out most of the people on the planet. They're out. They're there. I think that's who she's talking about. And let me say this. Excuse me. I will talk to... I'll send this audio file over to Preston and Dolly. And if she wants to, she should come on with Preston and you, and we'll go through these. Yeah. That'd be fun. That'd be a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah, and look, tell Dolly, I don't doubt her story. Reversals confirm her story. I just don't know. I want to know what these dark ones are all about. Okay?
So here, I'm with you. Yeah, yeah.
Let's repeat these dark ones so people can listen to it again. Here's the first one.
The second thing that's going on are the people who's been lying to you about it and trying to push you into positioning you where they can get you.
Hang on.
That's the same one you just played.
I'm sorry about that.
They've been doing this for eons, though. It's a sort of it's a normal exercise for them to do. They're,
Rage murder?
Rage murder. Rage murder.
So if that's a normal exercise for them to do, that's not an auspicious.
No, it's not.
Start.
No, it's
no.
not. No, it's not. And who's on the ship? Listen to this one.
Reorganizing, reconnoitering, trying to keep things, you know, motivated and going, especially when they see a bunch of people like us messing it up and they pull them out.
The beast in on your ships.
No beast in on your ships.
No beast in on your ships. No beast in on your ships.
There's no way you can spin beast in a nice terminology. It's not. It's Satan. It's the Antichrist. I don't know. Call it what you like.
I think the beast word is plural. I think there's a very quick S on there. The beasts in on your ships. I think it's plural.
Yep, okay. And then there's this one here. Of course, for the listeners who don't know, I rang Jeff before the show to warn him about these negative ones coming up. I didn't want to catch you off guard, that's all. We've got this one.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, in this particular paradigm, this physical realm that we're all in, there is a coexisting negative existence as well.
All right, well, this reversal makes sense. This is a negative existence. Is there rape? You rape.
Is there a theory?
Yeah, well, that would be congruent, you know, with the negative one that exists as
correct.
Well.
Correct. It's just a comment, and that's what it is.
That's congruent. And then we've got this one.
You're in a physical realm right now, in a dimensional world, a 3D
uh-huh.
dimensional
uh-huh.
world.
Uh-huh.
And so you're kind of a little bit not aware in this particular paradigm of the total picture. The total story.
They're all slaughtered?
They're all slaughtered.
Wow.
They're all slaughtered. They're all slaughtered.
Yuck, that doesn't sound nice at all, that one. I don't mean to laugh. I shouldn't make light.
It sounds like she's simply stating what may be in store for us. We're all to be slaughtered.
It could very well be. And then the only other nasty one was this one here. Here we go.
I've tried to explain this to you. The AI that ET uses, the AI on board ship systems and the small grays and whatever, they are utilized by higher intelligence. Your consciousness is conscious. You can't create a machine that becomes conscious. The AIs and the machines themselves that ET uses aren't dwelt by real consciousness. He is trying to build artificial intelligence and consciousness that will come alive.
Okay, she's talking about Elon Musk, so this reversal could relate to that. Word with Nazi hearts.
Word with Nazi hearts.
Sword.
Sword, you're right.
Sword with Nazi.
All right, I need to change that.
Sword with Nazi. Sword with Nazi.
Okay, that's to communicate with evil, is what the reversal means. But then you got these reversals that are totally congruent with her story, like this one here.
I mostly deal with our solar system. I've been trained for a mission that I've yet to finish here.
They've got a mission?
They've got a mission.
So nice congruent reversal. And then you've got her thought in the gray. Nice congruent. Also confirms her story.
Obviously.
I have a lot of respect for her. mm-hmm. All of them, I honor them. They are, I I hero worship them. My father was also a hero to me also. I absolute respect, honor.
Her thought in the gray?
First one, you missed Murray.
Yeah, there we go.
Is that possibly not gray? Is that possibly grave?
Okay, let's play it again.
That's a V, David.
Yeah.
There's a V there. See, I don't know. Look, I find these. My students find them. I send them to Jeff. Jeff checks them. I mean, I find them. My students check them. Jeff checks them. Then I play it on your show, and you hear something different. I go, what else can I do? I try as hard as I can.
There's a V there. You can't do anything about it. It's there.
Yeah, I know. No, you're absolutely right. No, I'm just saying I don't always get them right. That's all. I'm pretty good, but not 100%.
You stop it. You're a genius at this. Come on. This is your baby, this whole thing. 40 years worth? No one doubts. I don't know. We just have the symbiosis between the two of us. I hear things like you do. I hear them very clearly. Go ahead.
Yeah, just changing topic. We've been getting a lot of requests for radio shows the last couple of weeks.
A lot of requests for what, David? I'm sorry.
Radio shows. Extra radio appearances. Yeah. And got a request this morning for someone to do a webinar to some big society in America. So, I don't know what's happening. Word's getting out there a little bit. So that's good. The word's spreading on doing UFOs is what that is. Everyone wants Corey Good and David Wilcock. I didn't know they'd be such rock stars in the reverse speech.
Oh, God. That was really very disgusting, frankly, to hear that.
It was indeed. All right, so that's Dolly. Here, let's finish off with a couple on Corey Good and David Wilcock to hear the comparison. Okay, so here's that's right. Sorry, wrong format. Where are we? 2022. Corey Good. For those who missed it, here's the first one.
These ET groups, to avoid these cosmic laws, they'll incarnate as a human being, forget who and what they are, to go through the process of the genetic experiments that they're doing and not violate cosmic law.
Skill without con.
Skill without con.
Hey, nothing like that on Dolly. And then this one.
Yes, the kids either from, gifted programs or a lot of the kids that have intuitive empath abilities, they like to pull people out of families.
You better fake it. What do you say? And then here's the last one.
And they basically restored who he was, the ET consciousness. They restored it. So he looks like Gonzalez, but he acts like a completely different person. He is not the same person.
Serve mess, the cons beat.
Serve Mr. Hansley.
Okay, totally different reversals on Dolly. Okay, completely different. Okay, Corey Good, Dave Wilcott, incongruent. Contradicting the forwards on all sorts of strange tangents, not speaking the truth at all. Dolly, her reversals are on track. They're related to the forwards. Even if they're dark, they're still related. Even the dark ones are related to the forwards. Okay?
Yeah.
So that tells me she's telling the truth. I just want you to get her back on the show and ask about these dark reversals. What do they mean? Okay? She may know, she may not. So, but anyway, Dolly, if you listen to the show, thank you. I enjoyed doing your reverse.
Yeah, she'll listen. And, I mean, there may be deep state intel, military involvement with some of this. We don't know. maybe this will... I'll contact her through Preston and invite them to come on. We'll do this as soon as we can. Thank you, David. Great job.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Well, there you go. It is what it is. And true story. Good job, Dolly and Preston. Great job on the book. The book is Amazon.com. It's called Symmetry, S-Y-M-M-E-T-R-Y. Okay, we will be back tomorrow night. It's Wednesday already. S-Y-M-M-E-T-R-Y, Symmetry, a true UFO adventure. Preston Dennett, D-E-N-N-E-T-T, one of the best. Back tomorrow. Talk to you then.